Jeffrey spots a beautiful girl. He starts imagining going up to her, striking a conversation and getting her number. Yeah, Jeffrey, just go up to her because, you know, if you wait, then she'll probably leave. Yeah, Jeffrey, I think
Jeffrey's friends are making it worse. He's getting anxious. Oh no, she's leaving. She could have been your future girlfriend, Jeffrey.
Adonis.
Adonis was once a shy young man as well. He suffered from approach anxiety. That's where he would see a beautiful girl who he wanted to speak to, but he would just come up with so many excuses not to. Countless missed opportunities, so many sweet conversations he never got to enjoy just out of fear. One day, Adonis had enough and vowed to get over this fear. He read books, he spent time learning, and he practiced. Years later, Adonis was hardly ever nervous around women anymore, and that helped him to attract Anastasia. In this video, I'm going to teach you how to get over approach anxiety. That's when you see a girl that you want to speak to, but then for some reason, you just don't go and speak to her. Regret is worse than rejection. It's better to get rejected by the girl than it is to think about speaking to her and regret not speaking to her. He who waits masturbates. That's what I'm going to help you to avoid. My name is Hamza, and I was just like you. When I was younger, I had approach anxiety as well. There would be some beautiful girls that I would see that I wanted to speak to, but I would just bottle up. Maybe I was in the gym or it was in school, and I just didn't get how you could just walk up to a girl and speak to her, especially when you had this fear inside of you. What if people look at me? What if she rejects me? What if she rejects me loudly? I don't want everyone else to see. And so I really struggled on this topic until I got onto self-improvement, which is where you start to improve all these different areas of life. You level up your fitness, your confidence, business, productivity, mindset, mental health. You level up every area of possible. I got onto self-improvement. I improved everything I possibly could in my life. And then I completely got rid of this problem. And it wasn't just that then cold approaching was easier for me. I got to the best case scenario where cold approaching changes to just being a social guy and you can speak to girls the same way that you can speak to guys. So make sure you do this right now. Scroll down a little bit and click on the subscribe button and you'll see more helpful videos like this on your YouTube homepage. So here's the scenario for you. You're outside one day, maybe you're going to school, to work, or to the gym, and there's a girl who's your type, and you think she's hot. And if you're being honest, you'd love to speak to her. In your mind, you might say, oh, well, you know, she's actually not that hot, you know, and I don't even want to speak to her. I'm just focused on the gym. You might cope and say that, like, I'm in the gym to work out. I'm not in the gym to speak to girls. And for some people, that might actually be true. But for you, it's not. There's a reason why you clicked on this video, because for you, in your own values, you'd love to be able to speak to the girl that you're attracted to. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, I actually think it's a really good skill to build up. But then when you are in this situation and you see a girl that you're really attracted to, you kind of freeze up. You remember these videos that you've watched about cold approaching. Okay, you can just walk up to the girl and riz her up. Okay, you know this. But then you create all these little excuses in your mind like, oh no, I can't go up and speak to her. Oh no, you know, maybe I'll wait after her set is finished. Okay, and then I'll speak to her after that. You know what, I'll speak to her after the class. I'll speak to her. Like, you know, you procrastinate it and you create all these new social rules. Like, no, I can't speak to her here right now because people will think it's odd because of this social construct that I've made in my mind. You think of all these things that you think are the reasons why you can't speak to her. But those are not the reasons why you can't speak to her. It's not because of the environmental factors. It's not because she looks busy or anything like that. I know you think that's the reason why you can't speak to her, but it's not. That's not the real reason. The real reason is just that you're not that confident. Because if you were 100 times more confident than you are right now, and it was the exact same circumstances, like for example, let's say she has like her earphones in. If you were 100 times more confident, you wouldn't think to yourself like, oh, she's got her earphones in, she doesn't want to be disturbed. You'll just go and try and speak to her anyway. And she'd pleasantly smile. And a lot of people, even if they've got their earphones in, still want to have like a conversation with others. They just also are listening to music because no one's talking to them right now. When you lack confidence, you see every sign as a negative, as like a closed door. Okay, she's got her earphones in, I can't speak to her. But when you're a very confident guy, you see something like, okay, she's got her earphones in, and you just see, okay, well, I just have to get her attention and she'll take the earphones out. Which, by the way, if you're wondering how to specifically do that, I'll give you a tip. If she's got earphones in, but you still want to speak to her and you've got earphones in, don't talk and don't get too close, but wave from a bit of a distance, like a few meters away. And when she sees your eyes, wave, take your earphones off, she'll take hers off, and now you're in a conversation with her. And I know that this might still bring up nerves inside of you, but the big rule is you are a human being and what you're doing is not wrong or strange or inappropriate. It is not wrong to speak to your fellow human being who is a part of your like geographical community. It's not. And if they don't want to be disturbed, they'll tell you, oh, sorry, I'm going to focus. But I'm telling you right now, the amount of people who will actually listen to you for a second and say, excuse me, no, sorry, I'm going to focus on my workout is very, very low. Most people, yeah, sure, they might still have their music in if they're in the gym, or most people might be walking somewhere, so you know they're not being very friendly and stopping to talk to you. But when you start the conversation, most people are actually happy to speak to you because it's a natural human thing to socialize, especially if maybe you've been improving your looks recently and you come up with a nice warm smile, so you don't come up awkwardly looking at her and you know just saying like, oh, well, you're really pretty. But if you just smile like you've got a good heart and then you get her attention, she takes her earphones off, or you know, you stop her when she's like walking somewhere and you get her attention and you're smiling like a good person, and then you say just whatever comes to mind, like you can literally just say like, oh, sorry, I don't want to interrupt your workout or your homework or whatever, but you're beautiful, what's your name? That's all you have to do. And then she might say, oh, sorry, I've got a boyfriend. But I guarantee if she tells you that she has a boyfriend and you walk away from that situation, I guarantee you're going to feel happy because you spoke to her. It's not a bad thing that she has a boyfriend. It's not something that we should feel negative about. All we can feel positive or negative about is your own actions. You spoke to her. You tried. That's all you could have done. Even if you get rejected by the girl, I guarantee you will walk away smiling, like almost like on a bit of a high, thinking, yeah, well, you're so glad that you did that. Even if she rejects you. So there is nothing to lose. You simply just need more confidence. But then let's break down. How do you become more confident? And there's two ways. There's the slow way and there's the fast way. The slow way, which by the way, I know that sounds like a bad thing, but it's still worth doing the slow way, is to level yourself up so that you just feel more relaxed in the situation that you want to feel more confidence in. Confidence can be reworded to competence, which basically means your skill and your experience in an area. For example, if we take you and make you do your first ever cold approach where you go and speak to a girl who's not even given you any signs that she's attracted to you, you probably wouldn't be very confident if this was your first ever time speaking to like a random girl on the street, because you probably wouldn't be very competent at it. But if you practice this, if you got used to socializing with people and your competence went up, your confidence was also go up as well. So confidence seems like such a vague thing until you reword it to competence, which is your skill. And that's the slow way to become more confident, which is like, just do the thing that you want to get better at. Keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, and you'll get better at it. And when you get better at it, you'll feel more confident and comfortable when you do it. Along with this, as part of the slow way to increase confidence, self-improvement is the best thing you can do. So self-improvement is what I did to help me with the situation. That's where you look at all the different parts of your life and you ask yourself, how can I improve in this area? Because when you look at your body in the mirror and you vow to improve it month after month, year after year, you get this massive level of confidence, but also self-respect. It's not just like the skill of speaking to girls. You genuinely become like the next level of man. It's like your baseline of respect of other guys. It's like your baseline of attraction from girls just goes up when you level yourself up in that area, like your fitness, but also in your mental health and your achievements. If you say that you're going to read a book this week and you read that book this week, the way that you carry yourself will be so much nicer than the way that if you keep on slacking in yourself. You know, if you said that you'll finish the homework that you've got from school today, but you don't do it, the way that you carry yourself will not be as strong because you've been breaking your own vows. Self-improvement is when you look at your life and you vow to improve every area that you care about. And when you make progress in those areas, you get this aura, you get this high, this charisma, where you genuinely can be like relaxed next to other people, because you'll speak to a girl and whether it goes good or bad, you'll step away knowing that you've still been doing everything you said you would. You still went to the gym today, you still studied, maybe you meditated, maybe you ate clean, you're gonna go to sleep on time. You've done all these things which kind of give you this sense of relaxation because you're on the right path towards your goals. And then the fast way to increase confidence is to basically just fake it till you make it. This advice is like so controversial because some people really love this advice and some people hate it. This is where you basically act like you've got confidence before you've got confidence. Now, the better way, in my opinion, is to build up the confidence through self-improvement, through competence. But if you need like a bit of a cheat code, like literally today you want to feel more confident, one of the tips you can just do is to act like you are a confident person. And I know that sounds a bit silly, but if I could act like a confident person, well, I would do it. But just picture this. Don't try to be more confident than you are. Try to act like a confident person who's actually quite different to you. Because when you are acting like yourself and you try to act more confident, that's when it comes across as a bit cringed or forced. But when you're a young guy, this is gonna sound weird, but it makes sense. Look to guys who you know are confident, guys who have the life that you want. You know, the guys who can speak to the girl easily, guys who attract beautiful women, guys who make money, guys who have an amazing physique and confidence and whatever you want in life. Look to those men and emulate their body language, emulate some of their mannerisms. This is a little bit inauthentic because you're basically copying another person instead of yourself, but this is actually how humans learn. We don't actually learn through learning. We learn through imitation. This is why the master-apprentice relationship is so important. You find a master or masters, you find people who are like role models, maybe like me. So instead of just learning from me, you try to copy a few of the mannerisms here and there, and you'll know what you're doing and it might feel a bit cringe. And other guys who watch my channel might know what you're doing and it might seem a bit cringe, but everyone else in the world doesn't know that you're trying to imitate my body language or my mannerisms. And through your own unique perception of my mannerisms, you will actually create your own specific, different version of like your body language, mannerisms, the way you speak. And so this is way faster to feel and appear confident. And I use this tactic myself. When I was 17, 18 years old, there was a YouTuber called Joe Delaney who lived even in the same city that I was living in. And I would watch his videos where he was going to the gym and then he was speaking to girls. And I happened to find myself almost like accidentally emulating some of his body language. And I felt that that was such a fast way for me to feel confident. Instead of me trying to be more confident myself, I would almost act like this guy that I looked up to. You know, he had this amazing physique and he seemed so confident. He was like a few years older than me. So I would emulate some of his body language, his mannerisms when I'd be speaking to girls, and it would work really well. And because of the fact that it was based on my perception of his mannerisms, which of course my perception is not going to be the objective reality of the world, I ended up creating a bit of a unique personality, which it wasn't just a complete copy of his, but it was also my twist on it, which eventually after months or years gets like very regulated and it becomes who you actually are. This isn't just a small topic, by the way. I know like you clicked on this video because there's a funny title and we're talking about speaking to some girls, but dating, love, and intimacy is a big part of life, and most guys are struggling with that. Most guys are sexless, deprived of intimacy, and worst of all, they don't even try and learn to improve this. But you being here, you are literally on the right path where right now the results that you are getting are not amazing, but you are a student. You're learning, you're on the right path. And a few weeks and months from now, you will notice that you're on the next level. But a few years from now, when you get onto self-improvement, the path that I push you towards, you will level up in every area of life, not just with women, but also with productivity and business. You'll be making money online. You can travel and move to somewhere where there's other young, adventurous people like you. Your dating life will be so easy that the only problem in dating that you'll have a few years from now is that you'll need more discipline to actually like not get so distracted by the girls who are into you. And then you'll be able to make friends with other guys who are like you. You'll be going to the gym, living like the full and healthy, happy life of a young, adventurous, masculine young man because you got onto this path. So if you want to commit yourself to self-improvement, there is a video that I made a few years ago. And I think, I know this is going to sound like I'm boasting, but I think this video is one of the most valuable videos on the internet. It's my full self-improvement guide, how to change your life. I made it when I was broke. I had no followers. I made that guide. It's like a full course. After I had been on self-improvement for a few months and it had already changed my life. And this one video has changed the lives of millions of guys like you. It will get you onto self-improvement and it will change the trajectory of your future. From that point to now, I have achieved so much and made so much progress in life because of this path. And now I'm welcoming you into our tribe to do the same thing. So scroll down and double check that you're subscribed to this channel. Thank you for being here and do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!